Why Brotherhood Matters So Deeply in Motorcycle Communities? In motorcycle communities, brotherhood is not a slogan. It is not a decoration. It is not just something printed on a patch, spoken in a toast, or repeated at a gathering. For many riders, brotherhood names something deeply personal. It speaks to loyalty, shared miles, shared risk, shared memories, and the relief of being known by people who have seen parts of life that others never saw. A wise chaplain understands this early. If you do not understand the power of brotherhood, you will misunderstand the people you are trying to serve. Many riders do not enter motorcycle life simply because they like bikes. The motorcycle itself may be important, but the deeper pull is often belonging. Some men and women come from homes marked by distance, conflict, abandonment, or instability. Some have lived through divorce, military stress, addiction, jail, grief, or long seasons of emotional isolation. Some learned to keep their guard up years ago. Some were around people all the time and still felt profoundly alone. Then they found a circle where somebody remembered their name. Somebody waited for them. Somebody rode with them. Somebody showed up when life got hard. In that kind of setting, brotherhood can feel like oxygen. That is why chaplains must be careful. If a chaplain speaks lightly about club identity, mocks biker loyalty, or acts as if this bond is shallow, trust will be lost very quickly. People know when they are being analyzed instead of respected. They know when somebody sees only the surface and misses the heart underneath it. From a ministry sciences perspective, this makes sense. Human beings are not isolated minds floating through life. We are relational beings. We are shaped by connection, memory, rhythm, ritual, affection, protection, and group belonging. In organic humans language, people are embodied souls. They carry longing in the body, the emotions, the memory, the relationships, and the spirit. Brotherhood can touch all of that. A rider may feel strong in a club setting because the club gives him identity, rhythm, and recognition. Another may feel safe there because the road gave structure when life felt chaotic. Another may feel dignified because brothers stood by him when family members did not. Another may carry grief because the club became the place where the dead are remembered and the living keep going. A chaplain must see this with humility. Brotherhood often holds together pain, memory, identity, and hope. Now, that does not mean every expression of brotherhood is healthy. It does not mean loyalty is always rightly ordered. It does not mean a club can carry the full weight of the human soul. But before a chaplain can speak wisely, the chaplain must first understand honestly. One of the quiet gifts of chaplaincy is simply this: naming what is real without attacking it. You may say very little at first. You may mostly listen. You may notice who protects whom, who stands alone, who is grieving, who keeps making jokes to avoid deeper things, and who becomes quiet when the subject turns toward family, faith, or death. When people feel respected, deeper conversations sometimes open. A rider may begin by talking about the road, the weather, the bike, or an event. Later, that same rider may tell you about his father, his losses, his regrets, his faith story, or his fear of dying alone. This is why presence matters. Trust usually grows in layers. Brotherhood matters deeply in motorcycle communities because belonging matters deeply to human beings. People want to be remembered. They want to matter. They want to know who has their back. They want a place where they are not disposable. Under that longing is something profoundly human. And that is where chaplaincy becomes holy work. The chaplain does not come to break every bond. The chaplain comes to serve people within the bonds they already carry, and to do so with wisdom, dignity, patience, and hope. Over time, that may open the door to deeper questions about identity, home, loyalty, forgiveness, faith, and Christ. But first, the chaplain must understand this truth In motorcycle communities, brotherhood is rarely a small thing. It often carries the weight of survival, meaning, grief, and belonging. And if you want to minister well, you must treat that weight with respect.